AI News by Conjero.
First up, AWS just made Nova Act HIPAA eligible. That's a big deal. Browser-based agents that automate EPHI workflows like scheduling and claims can now be deployed inside healthcare stacks with a cleared compliance path.
That changes the tech map for hospitals and payers. Browser agents can sit in the UI layer where legacy systems live, but teams will still need strict audit trails, encryption, and vendor BAA terms to actually run them in production.
Switching gears to audio, Spotify's pushing Studio by Spotify Labs, plus a CLI route for Claude Code and Codex. The signal is clear. They want listening to become a creation workflow, not just passive consumption.
Technically, that CLI pathway is clever. It lowers the barrier for creators and integrations, but it also raises discoverability and quality control questions. More creators doesn't automatically mean better podcasts.
On the website, Google is testing an agentic browsing audit in Lighthouse that grades machine readability with pass-fail metrics. That puts LLMs.txt and WebMCP-style APIs squarely in the crosshairs for dev teams.
If that audit lands, sites will need explicit agent-facing metadata. Think of LLMs.txt as robots.txt for LLMs. It's a new surface for SEO and for how agents pick reliable sources.
MIT Technology Review frames a shift we're seeing across enterprises. Scaling creativity isn't just about bigger models, it's governance. Firefly Foundry-style brand models plus guardrails are becoming the norm.
Practically, that means content inventories, whites tagging, feedback loops, and human review baked into pipelines. Without that, high-volume generation creates legal and reputational liabilities faster than value.
Back to search. Google's AI overviews and chat follow-ups are changing the search surface. The roundup points to six rival engines worth testing as benchmarks for privacy and transparency.
Rivals become laboratory conditions. They're useful for probing hallucination rates, how rankings are explained, and for evaluating AI lenses that shape results differently from Google's conversational layer.
Right after that, Spotify and Universal Music signed a licensing deal to let premium users create paid AI covers and remixes. It's less about the tech and more about turning fan creativity into a managed product.
Exactly. The operating model matters. Platform-level licensing, revenue shares, and metadata flows that record provenance. That infrastructure decides whether fan-made content scales legally and ethically.
Worth noting, Spotify's two moves, creator tooling and licensed remixes, are complementary. One opens creation, the other channels it into a commercial, rights-cleared pathway.
And there's a common thread connecting healthcare agents, Lighthouse audits, and platform licensing. Governance shapes what you can safely build and ship. It's the control layer.
For product teams, that means prioritizing machine-readable signals like LLMs.txt, integrated rights workflows, secure audit logs, and clear human oversight points if you expect scale.
It also means regulators and rights holders will be active. Consumer-facing creativity features and healthcare automation both attract scrutiny. Monitoring, transparency, and remediation capabilities will be mandatory.
Synthesis. Across these items, the market is shifting from pure capability races to orchestration. Who can combine generation, machine interfaces, legal plumbing, and governance in a trustworthy way will win.
Thanks for listening. Stay curious. Watch for those agent-friendly metadata standards and platform-level licensing plays. And we'll be back with the next roundup.
AI News by Conjero.